When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast on our Facebook and YouTube channels and later on our podcast channel. I'm Adam Musgrove, joined by Aaron Stokes. And we thought we'd do a little bit of a broadcast after the news that Newcastle's trip to West Ham has been postponed following the death of Her Majesty the Queen yesterday at the age of 96. I mean, Aaron, first off, putting football aside, the outpouring of grief, the way everyone's feeling, the mood around this city here in Newcastle, the mood around the country. This is a big moment. Everybody watching this, listening to this, doesn't need to be told what a moment in history this is and what a sad moment, first off.
Yeah, 100%. I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Everyone knows the importance of it and the significance and, you know, what a historic day it is. And I think, you know, whether you're a royalist or not, you know, you can't really deny the impact that she's had on the country. So, yeah, really sad day. It feels like, you know, quite an unprecedented situation. I feel like, obviously, none of us have lived through this before. So, yeah, it's going to be, an interesting few days ahead. But, yeah, just obviously thoughts go out to the royal family and, of course, all our supporters.
Yeah, it's going to be a strange week, as Aaron says, unprecedented. For those listening later on the podcast, we've got on our screen here, the background is of the Queen handing the cup, the FA Cup in the 1955 FA Cup final at Wembley, handing it there to Joe Harvey, I think it is. Was it Jimmy Schooler? Maybe it might be Jimmy Schooler, actually. It's a wonderful image. And, you know, we've seen football clubs getting into the archives and tweeting out all the old pictures. It's been really nice to see, you know, the football club's doing that, and it's just a momentous moment, isn't it? One that I think will take a lot of getting used to. Now, following the news yesterday of the Queen's passing, there was discussion about what that would mean for the Premier League's fixtures this weekend. I think a lot of people expected them to be postponed. It's what's kind of happened before. I think people think back to the death of Princess Diana, and if I remember correctly, the fixtures were postponed back then. So I think it was largely expected, Aaron, that it would happen here this weekend. It has. It was confirmed earlier today. I think there was a bit of discussion. What we understand is that the government had told the sporting bodies that their advice would be not to go ahead, but ultimately it was up to the sporting bodies. And the Premier League did then release a statement and announced that they would be indeed cancelling this weekend's fixtures. I'll read the statement out for those who haven't seen it, haven't heard it yet, and it is as follows. At a meeting this morning, Premier League clubs paid tribute to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II to honour her extraordinary life and contribution to the nation. And as a mark of respect, this weekend's Premier League match round will be postponed, including Monday's evening game. Richard Masters, the Premier League chief executive, said, "We in our clubs would like to pay tribute to Her Majesty's long and unwavering service to our country. As our longest serving monarch, she's been an inspiration and leaves behind an incredible legacy following a life of dedication. This is a tremendously sad time for not just the nation, but also the millions of people around the world who admired her, and we join together with all those in mourning her passing. This is aligned with the approach that the FA and EFL will take with their competitions this weekend. Further updates regarding Premier League fixtures during the period of mourning will be provided in due course." So as we said there, that is the statement from the Premier League confirming that Newcastle's game at West Ham will be postponed following the death of Her Majesty the Queen. Aaron, I mean, Richard Masters sums it up. You know, everyone is feeling rather rocked by this news, and as I said earlier in the show, that decision, I think, you know, it has split opinion. I think in one way it would have been fitting in some ways to have, you know, thousands of people in stadiums up and down the country, and that would have been a nice way to pay your respects to Her Majesty, you know, spontaneous singing of the national anthem, round of applause. You know, there would have been some great images and videos of people uniting and coming together. On the other hand, and I can see people in the comments, you know, such as Graham here saying it's rightly so that it's been postponed. It's respectful, dropping life to contemplate life of the most kindest of souls. So there is a variant, and I can understand both sides of the argument. And I think wherever you stand, it probably just comes down to remembering that, you know, there is a family who have lost, you know, their mother, their grandmother, and a country who's lost their queen as well. Sometimes there is bigger things in life than football.
Yeah, I mean, it was always going to split opinion, and you know, whatever decision that the Premier League came to. I thought it was quite interesting, actually, that the government basically said, you know, it's out of our hands and we're leaving it up to, you know, the respective sporting bodies. I think I agree with you in the sense that, you know, a lot of things are staying open. Horse racing, rugby is of course, going ahead this weekend. We know, obviously, the Queen was really, really into a horse racing. It would have just been, you know, a nice sort of comfort, I feel, to have, as you say, packed grounds, people together, singing, you know, a proper minute silence. But as you say, sometimes, you know, there's bigger things in life and, you know, we can't grumble too much given what's happened. So, yeah, you know, now all really remains to be seen as to, you know, whether it's just this weekend. We obviously don't know what is going to happen next weekend with Newcastle's clash against Bournemouth and other Premier League games. But it has been interesting on social media to see the sort of split opinion of football fans as to whether they feel it should have been postponed or not.
Yes, and the Great North Run is one of those events going ahead. But as we've mentioned there, the Premier League, the EFL and competitions also in Scotland have been postponed for this weekend. And like you say there, Aaron, the big question now is what happens next weekend? Newcastle face Bournemouth at home. There's going to be 10 days of national mourning, and then I think we're still waiting as well for the date of Her Majesty's funeral. I think the feeling is probably that next Saturday it's in doubt. Obviously, we don't know. The Premier League have said they will update in due course. Of course, there's midweek EFL games as well, which they will need an update on from the EFL soon enough. What's your gut telling you? Do you think next weekend? I know we don't want to. We're not confirming anything. We're just having a discussion here. But I can't see next weekend going ahead either.
I think, you know, you're probably right to think that. I think, you know, the odds probably suggest that it is going to clash with, you know, the state funeral. And even though the UK government's advice this morning to sporting bodies was it's in your hands, they also put a caveat on that and said that, really, you know, they've sort of advised them that it shouldn't clash with a state funeral. So obviously we don't really know when that is yet. We'll probably find out more when King Charles speaks tonight. But you'd suspect it would be, you know, next weekend or the following Monday, which would probably see Premier League's games cancelled again. And it would mean that, you know, Newcastle aren't back in action until the 1st of October when they make the trip down to Fulham.
Yep, it's going to be interesting to get that update. What have Newcastle United said about the postponement at West Ham?
Newcastle have said that, obviously, they came out this morning and announced a statement in line with the Premier League and said that, of course, you know, the game wasn't going to be taking place. They've said that a decision against about last week hasn't been made and will be made in due course. And they've also said that any supporters who have a ticket to the game should keep holding them and it'll be valid for whenever that game is rescheduled. Looking at the fixture list as we have in the last couple of hours, it looks like given the international break that's coming up, the European competitions, the Carabao Cup, and of course the Winter World Cup, it looks like that West Ham game probably won't be until 2023. Doesn't look like there's going to be a midweek game where they can fit that in. But supporters have been told to obviously keep a hold of their tickets. And any fans that have obviously purchased travel down there, which I'm sure there's thousands that were going to make their way down on Saturday night or Sunday morning, the train companies have said that, you know, e-vouchers will be given out for the cost of the train ticket, and also that I think you've got until 6 p.m. Saturday to sort of register for one of those vouchers to make sure that you don't sort of lose that train travel that you'd already purchased.
Yeah, I've popped the link to the story, which tells you all about the possible refunds for your train tickets into the comments there. So click on that for more information. It is just one of those. Yeah, I mean, we'll all remember where we were yesterday when we heard the news, and it's interesting to see the reaction on social media. We've got Al Stapleton here, who's watching live on YouTube, and he says, "I remember being angry and gutted when I got up from the night shift to go to the Liverpool tie, which was then postponed when Diana died. But he says, I'm older now and I appreciate the need to show some well-earned respect." And I think that's probably the general consensus. You know, we'd all love to have seen Newcastle take on West Ham and, you know, try and get back to winning ways. But, you know, something big has happened here. And you do feel, Aaron, that the Premier League, whichever way they went, it was a no-win situation for them.
Yeah, definitely. You would have always had people on either side saying that, you know, it was the wrong decision. I think the Premier League probably would have gotten more stick if they'd went ahead this weekend. I know that there's been a lot of voices on social media calling for games to continue, but it would have taken a big stance for men to sort of go against what we all pretty much assumed was going to happen, and that was that the games were going to be cancelled. I mean, this, you've got to remember, you know, this event has been in the plan for about 50 years with the royal family and the BBC and the government. As we've touched on, you know, it's unprecedented. We haven't seen anything like this in any of our lifetimes. And it would have been a big call for the Premier League to actually say, no, you know what, we're going to actually go ahead. And I think probably the safer option for them was to just say, look, out of a mark of respect, we're going to take a short break. And I think, you know, they were, you know, hopeful and understanding that fans would be on board with that.
Yeah, no, the flag at St James Park is at half mast, as is it across many of the if not all the football grounds across the country, with the clubs paying their respect. You've probably seen on social media their profile picture has changed to black, as is ours, as a mark of respect to Her Majesty after passing. And I think we'll just finish, Aaron, just on the picture behind us, and I hope people can actually see it. I think it's a wonderful image, and she really did love our sport. And again, just going back to it, it's just great to see these football clubs going through the archives and digging all these out, and just, you know, remembering a woman who served this country and deserves the respect that she gained when she was alive, and she's certainly getting now in her passing.
Definitely. I mean, I think as you touched on, all these clubs, you know, bringing out the photos, it shows, just encapsulates how, you know, how across everything in this country she was. You know, every big event and every city and every milestone, she was always there. She was always that permanent figure in all our lives. You know, I was looking through photos this morning. There's some great pictures of her on the Metro when that was unveiled all those years ago. So yeah, really, really sad passing. And I know, as we've touched on in the comment system, people that are really, you know, going to be affected by this. And it's a sad time for the country as a whole.
It definitely is. You can head over to chroniclelive.co.uk, where our news team are bringing you round-the-clock coverage of events after the Queen's passing. And it's really worth just keeping an eye on that. They will bring you all you need to know at this sad time. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Everything Is Black and White podcast. And once again, from Aaron and myself and the team here, we pass our condolences on to the royal family after the passing of Her Majesty the Queen.